Well, I'm always thrilled to say hi to our next guest. It's Ingrid Jacques, the columnist from USA Today that we worked with and I worked for at the Detroit News with my column. Now she's stepped up to the big time nationwide. You can read her in the Detroit News still and in USA Today. And Ingrid, I'm glad to see that everything's going so well. I'm very happy for you.
Hi, Paul. It's always wonderful to talk to you.
I have to tell you, though, I'm a little down today because it strikes me as, well, let me just go over a few things. First of all, George Clooney makes an announcement and stops the press. I'm watching the monitors, and in the middle of whatever they were doing, they broke in with a picture and story of George Clooney deciding that this president has to go. Are you kidding me? I mean, after everything that's happened, we wait for a guy who plays roles on television and in the movies, a guy who speaks only the words that are written for him on a script, and now we're going to say, oh, well, if George Clooney says he should go, well, that means something. This is disheartening to me.
It's very disheartening. You're absolutely right. But it's definitely a pattern with the Democratic Party and definitely the Biden administration. I mean, we saw that a few weeks ago when the Biden campaign trotted out Robert De Niro in front of the courthouse in New York during Trump's trial there. It definitely seems like an over-reliance on the Hollywood set. But you know, maybe it's going to take someone like George Clooney to really wake up Democrats and realize that things are not well with Joe Biden.
I like George Clooney. I don't like
him. Oh, sure. I love his movies.
I don't care
what he thinks about
politics.
Right.
It's like Barbra Streisand. I love her music. I don't care at all what she thinks politically. And
sure.
And the list goes on and on. Here's the other issue, and I'm glad, Ingrid Jacques, you could be my psychiatrist today. Here's the other one, Ingrid. Do you realize where we are today? Let me just point out the way I'm seeing it. It's all come to this. We are all waiting to see if our current sitting president of the United States of America can handle a simple press conference tonight. Mm-hmm. Everybody's on the edge of their seat wondering how he'll do. It's a press conference. It's the sort of thing that people in politics do many times with their eyes closed.
Right, right.
And we're worried about the president being able to have one.
It's hard to even know what to say about that, but yes. And when you have Biden's own press secretary and other folks in his administration calling this a big boy press conference, I think that lays it out pretty well right there.
He won't be wearing his short pants. It's a big boy press conference.
Oh, man.
And the last thing that we Americans should really pay attention to, and especially those who call themselves Democrats, please take note that the Democrats who are now out speaking out against the president and saying he's not fit to go four more years are now just doing it because they looked at the down ballot effect of a bad president at the top and decided it's going to cost them votes and maybe their jobs. So to protect their party and their jobs, they say he's not fit for office. When it was just the United States of America at risk with him in office, they didn't say a word. I want that to sink into people.
Right. And I think that's an excellent point, but I think it's almost bigger than that, too, because these Democrats and so many in the mainstream media, they've known very well about Biden's state of mind for a long time, even years. Chuck Todd admitted he had been told by a senior administration official or cabinet member that 2 years ago that Biden was not in a position to be running again. And he's just saying something now. The same with George Clooney. I mean, he's been holding these big fundraisers for Biden. He's known for a long time the situation. But it took the whole country seeing Biden's debate performance a few weeks ago to prove that, they couldn't continue trying to pull a fast one on the American people because it was so obvious things that he is not doing well. And I think it's so damning to everyone who was part of that attempted cover-up. I don't even think they did that great a job. I mean, I've been writing for a long time about the slip-ups that Biden keeps making and his clear decline, but so many others just chose to ignore it. And so now here they are just weeks before their convention with Democrats in turmoil over who should even be their nominee. So they really did this to themselves.
Well, they have. Thank goodness it's people like yourself to point these sorts of things out. You know, I heard this thing. This is making its way in social media that these things just pop up to me. I don't even know. I'm not even sure where they come from. But here's a great quote. Don't know who said it. You shouldn't look to Washington, D.C. for wisdom or comfort at this difficult time. As you know, most people in Washington, D.C. would unplug your life support to charge their cell phone. Isn't that a great one?
That is. And it's funny because it's probably true.
It is true. And this is, I mean, look, they're unplugging our support system, life support, because their jobs are at risk. They're not at all concerned about us or America. They're concerned about the down ballot. And, oh, my God, the party will lose seats and I might lose my job. Now I'm going to speak up and say he's not capable of being president. Forget about the fact that...
You think they would have thought about this a couple years ago before the primaries and when it would have been easier to do something about it. But all, like I mentioned in my latest column, this is all a great, great gift to Donald Trump and Republicans. You know, they're heading in to their convention next week. And just by comparison to Biden, Trump is looking really good. So Biden and his administration couldn't have given Republicans a better gift, honestly.
I'm afraid you're right. And look, mm-hmm. this is not the way we want this to work out. We want to, in the end, the two best men or women who might be president, we want them running against each other with debates and a fair fight, not what's going on right now, where one guy is in such trouble. Although I love the fact that our governor said, you know, let him take a cognitive test. That wouldn't hurt. I mean, what she means is it wouldn't hurt the conversation and the argument. It certainly will hurt President Biden if he takes a real cognitive test. He already has. As he likes to say, he does every day. Yes, he does, and he fails it almost every day.
Right. We see it with our own eyes and ears.
What are you working on now, Ingrid?
I'm getting ready to head to Milwaukee next week for the convention.
You'll
so
be at
that's
the convention?
Taking up all my time right now.
All right, so I'm gonna ask Mike Parsons to connect with you, and let's get a report from you at the convention if we could.
Perfect.
We would love that. Keep up the good work, Ingrid.
Thank you, Paul.
We'll talk again soon. Ingrid Jacques, the columnist now, celebrated at USA Today after being here at the Detroit News for a long time. It is 12:28 at WJR.